Welcome to the CE Show.
Hi everyone, my name is Achena.
I'm Kelly.
I'm sorry, we didn't mean for that to sound as cringy as it did.
That is true.
So, this podcast is mainly about what?
So we go through anime, movies, TV, social media. We just talk about how those things affect real life and how that has affected us personally or just in general.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to life imitating art or art imitating
life.
So we just think we should bring that up because all I do with my life is watch TV, series, watch everything, basically.
That is practically my weekend,
to be honest. Exactly. So we thought, why not actually do something about it and talk about it and talk about how we take lessons from the things that we watch and how it impacts our lives.
I have friends that say like they can't go to bed without watching anime. But the last thing they do, they have to watch anime or they can't sleep.
No way.
Sleep.
I wish to be like that, but I don't think I'm that way inclined yet. But that's
they were like, oh yeah, I used to have to listen to music, but now it's anime. Anime gets me.
You know, I did actually go through a period where I couldn't sleep without listening to music. Maybe that's why I can't sleep.
Without music?
Yeah, like in the past, like way like back in school, I had to listen to music every night before I could go to bed. But imagine watching anime before you went to bed.
You'd have great dreams, I tell you.
This is true.
The days that you got, oh god, I had this dream. I was in Luffy's world. I was like, get you. Your friends are sleeping your dream. Get you, mate.
That's awesome. Imagine just going on a run with Naruto or like
going on a mission with like Team 7.
I know. In your dream. That's fucking oh my god. What an anime would you like to actually be in? Like in like a, would you rather live in if you had one?
If I had to live in a world, it'd probably be No Game No Life.
Oh my god, you're a thief.
Nah, because I told you, I watched that since day one.
I watched it like seven times. I've only watched it once and I love it. So I completely get it.
You
don't
come at me like that. No Game No Life. If you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch
it. It's such a good anime. Oh, I loved it. Love it. I'd like to live. This is fucked up. But in Psychopath.
Well, you have the monitor on your wrist so you can see what your reading is for the day. Is it on your wrist?
No, that's the one where if you get cloudy, they lock you up.
No, but you can check your hue.
On your wrist. I don't know, like on your phone or
something.
I don't know.
On your phone or something, but there was a device where you had to check your hue to make sure you're not going above the...
Yeah, but you know, like Akame, she had this personal assistant thing.
Yeah, that was on your wrist.
Was it on her wrist?
Yeah, because you carried it with her. You have to carry it with you everywhere you go because that's your form of ID as well.
Why did I think it was a phone?
Probably it's connected to her phone as well.
Oh, okay, probably.
Because, each in the country, they, if they get stopped by the river policemen,
they'll
have to scan
that up. They'll scan your wrist. Yeah.
And that was your form of ID and they'll check your hue.
They had that little
and if you're
wrist
getting too dark, they were like, you need to calm down. You need to go hug a bear.
You need to take pills. Oh, hug a tree. Oh my god! No, I love the world building and the advancement of technology that they had in there. The bit
it's
where...
kind of scary though how advanced it got to.
Was it?
I think it was. In the end, you found out that the person who's controlling the world is this massive, mega head. It's just like people who have died who are geniuses, their brains are preserved into one body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's creepy.
I don't think it's creepy. I think that's the best. I mean, that's what happens now anyway.
I mean, yeah, that's what happens now anyway, but I feel like because... let me put this one.
Okay.
I feel like personal interest sometimes gets in the way of leadership.
Right now it does. Then, I think it did then as well because one person was able to... Because usually they send one brain as a representative while they all make a decision, right? And they get to a consensus or whatever. And then that person who's in that body then makes the decision or puts the action out there.
Yeah.
But I feel like that person who then took the body kind of took advantage of them being the conscious body of the brain. Is it, what was it? Civil system?
Civil system.
So, and that happens now anyway.
Oh, fair enough. But Civil can't tell me what I'm thinking right now compared with when they have a watch on them. Civil can be like, mate, I don't like what you're thinking. You're very anti-monarchy. Let me ask you out. That does happen in the world. When someone tries to rebel, Civil will sense that they're going to rebel. And
yeah, but that happens now too. Yes.
Not to the same extent. Not to that extreme. I mean, I could send you a text, but the government's not like, oh, she hates the queen. I'm going to kill her off right now. That's just one text.
Yeah, but who's to say that the brain's going to do that?
It does.
Just because you hate civil system, they're not going to kill you. They're not that way inclined.
But if Akami didn't go with the civil system, they were going to kill her off because she knew too much.
Who, Akame?
Yeah. Because when she found out what the brain was, they were like, unless she's side with us.
That's the thing. It wasn't that she said, oh, she hates civil system. She found out the truth. It's like right now. Say, for example, someone found out a conspiracy, they would want to kill them. Do you know what America did to the guy that did the release the NSA secret thing? I don't remember his name, but is it Assange?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, anyway, oh, Snowden, the guy who, they're looking for him, they want him, they want to throw him in a fucking ditch and lock the keys, because he, what was the thing, whistleblew, or spill the secret or something, so, I don't know, it happens still today, if you know too much, you get killed, you get gone. Imagine if someone found out that Illuminati was real and they literally control the world. You think that person will be living? Nah.
Ignorance is bliss, as one would say.
It is indeed. But it's too expensive and I'm not paying the price. Okay, so that's our little... I don't know, we went.
That was a segue. But that gives you an insight to how this is going to be. Like, we're picking an anime or...
It's literally just easier,
and we'll just talk about it until we get bored of the topic.
Basically. Alright, so...
Your phone makes me want to join in.
Bixie, are you feeling left out, baby? Oh, I'm so sorry. I usually only talk to her, you see, so she's like, who this bitch? Who is this?
She's lonely.
Who is this person? As soon as you started talking to me, I ain't heard those words before. So you best know yourself. Sorry. Yeah, it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, she's gone.
So we're going to start off with the anime. Sorry, Cheva's going to... I'm going to cut that bit out.
That's okay.
Cheva's going to lead...
So, my anime that I chose was The Great Pretender. It's on Netflix. Love it. It comes both in dub and sub for those who like to check their options. I personally watched it in dub, but I have heard from my friends that the sub is just as good as it.
Yeah.
The only issue I had with using the dub was in the first two episodes, when they were switching between English and Japanese, and because I was listening to it in dub, there wasn't really that switch for me. And so I was like, they were like, oh, speak English. And he wasn't really speaking English. I was like, this is ridiculous.
But, oh, yeah. So I think the good thing they did with the sub was he was speaking English. And then, like, they had a little break, right? And they were like, so... Technically, they're speaking in English, but for the sake of this, for what it is, it's all going to be in Japanese. And that was they literally started. That was what they did. You guys didn't have a break. Yeah, you just in the sub.
We didn't have a break in a dub. He just literally...
Not a break, but a little thing that came up and like, from this point on, it's just going to be Japanese, not English.
Yeah, but in a dub, it's just... There was no point for that, because I'm listening to it already in English. Oh,
that's stupid.
That's what I said. Pointless.
They should have done it the other way around.
That started
with like Japanese and then being like, we're going to switch to English now or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
in the first two episodes, that does happen, which is annoying. But after that, because they're in America, they do speak English throughout the whole episodes.
Yeah.
So it didn't really bother me that much. If you haven't watched The Great Pretender, it follows this, I won't say kid, but he's not a kid, he's fully grown up.
he
has the maturity of a kid.
They do actually point that out as well, that he's young.
Yeah.
But I think he's about our age.
20? 22? Our age, right?
I'm glitching. About your age. I'm glitching. Okay, about your age.
Mm. Yeah, so his dad was a con artist and he went to prison for that. And when he grew up, his mother passed away and he didn't know, well, before his mother passed away, he needed to pay the medical bills and he didn't know any other way to pay those medical bills but become a con artist like his father. And that's how he got in the game. His mother passed away, and later on he meets this man who he thinks is con him, but actually recruits him into his gang of con artists.
This is spoilers. I mean, run through, like...
Nah, that's it. Oh, gang okay. of con... That's all my run through. So then you follow his journey with this gang and see how what he does with them. Okay. And his conflict between scamming and doing the right thing.
That's actually true. And what's your takeaway from that?
My takeaway from that, I feel like sometimes he had a bad hand. Not the great best role models to be around. His father was a con artist, so that's what he knew about. And then his mother was ill, so he didn't know what else he could do. Because at the time he was young, and therefore he couldn't get a paying job that would be able to pay for his mom's medical bills.
But then, I guess he had that, I think what had happened was, you know, like, he'd got a job and he thought the job was legit, but then it ended up not being, and then he got the, I feel like this is spoilers territory.
No, that's season two, episode one.
That's not season two.
That's happened in season two.
That doesn't happen in season two, it's season one.
No.
Season one. Did you watch season one, bro?
Wait, I watched season one.
That happened in season one. I haven't seen season two, so there's no way I'm talking about season two.
Okay, but that does happen in season two. So in season two, he goes back to Japan as a part of redemption. So he's.
But he already did that, though.
No, but this time he goes.
He goes back again.
He goes back again.
Got you.
And then he starts working with his firm, and he thinks he's doing marketing, but then he's.
How naive Stabbing. Is he? I'm sorry. Okay, I know like you said something about circumstances and you can't help it, but how naive are you? How naive is he that it's going to happen to him a second time? In fact, the third time, because the first one he thought was legit. Well, did he think that? No, he didn't. He knew what it was from the start. But...
No, this one, because this one he...
No, not this one. I mean, when the blonde guy recruited him, he knew what that was from the start, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because he tried to con him, but he ended up being con himself.
So, that was a good one. But I feel like he's kind of naive. I know he's young, but we all have some kind of naivety in us, but go on.
That's not his redemption, I don't think so. That was just him trying, because of what he said, what's his name? A blonde guy.
Laurent
was like, you can either stay in Japan where these policemen are going to try and get you, or you can come with me. And he knew what was happening from that point. He was like, if that's my only options, you're my man. So I feel like in that sense, he knew what was happening there.
But I think I like the fact that he's a conscious thief, or I mean, I guess they all are.
They all have their reasons why
they do it, and they do it to bad guys. And
the only issue I have is that not all the characters have the same. We don't have enough time with each character to know why or how they got into that.
I feel, but it's just starting, isn't it? So, like, I think with the first season, they started with his arc. They kind of showed us a little bit of his life, and then they showed us the ladies kind of. Why she got into a little bit into her background.
Yeah, but season one is split into arcs, and each arc is focused on a different character. That's not him. He's just the narrator of those arcs. But it doesn't, the focus isn't on him. Like, we had...
Yeah, I know it's not on him, but we do get, like, at the start for him, we do get a little bit of his background.
Yeah, we do get
his background. And then her background, and then Laurent's background.
But not as much in Laurent's background. We also know he had a girlfriend.
Not as much, but I feel like it gives us something to kind of look forward to into the other ones. Because I feel like that might be a trend for this anime, where they kind of... Maybe they like each arc would have to be
focus on
someone in the gang.
Okay, I hope so. If not, then I just feel like the character development isn't as strong as it.
It gives me a lot very much Black Lagoon vibes.
I haven't watched Black Lagoon. Okay. I tried watching Black Lagoon.
I know you did.
And it was, I think my issue was, I don't, not my issue was, I so I watched it in sub, and I've heard it's not as nuanced as it would be in a dub, because in a dub as...
But I haven't watched the sub as well, or the dub as well, but I didn't think the dub is that bad.
No, I watched it in sub.
The sub is good as well. I like the sub and I like the dub. Mm-hmm. That and Bacano, those two, I love the sub. In fact, the dub for Bacano is way better than the dub, than the sub, sorry. Because, okay, so Bacano is an anime that's set in, like, 1920s New York. And so they had that little twang, that Italian accent thing, that American Italian accent thing. So, like, when Americans do it, it sounds more authentic than when a Japanese person would, like, say something. And the banter might not carry over in a Japanese, in Japanese than it would in English.
Mm.
So that bit I really like.
But it's like in Steins Gate, I feel like in Steins Gate, the delivery in English in a dub was better than in a sub.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I haven't seen Steins Gate. It's on my list of things to watch though.
Okay.
But anyway, we digress. Let's go back to The Great Pretender and its arc.
So, my favourite arc was, what her name? It's been a while since I've watched season one. So, the lady in red hair, her arc was my favourite, just to see why she got into it and see her character development. It was...
With the artist guy?
Yeah, with the artist.
That was nice.
A good arc. It was...
Yes.
This arc was set in France. But, yeah, that one was my favourite arc. It just showed me... Not showed me. I guess it's just like a reflection of like, don't get way too more invested in other people than you are in your own life, because what had happened is like, she, even though she was pursuing her dreams, he was also pursuing his dreams, and she was very motivated and was willing to work hard for it, but the person she her boyfriend wasn't as determined, just because he'd faced so many setbacks and so many downfalls that he wasn't able to fulfill his dreams, and that's how they went their separate ways, because the mindsets and how to achieve their goals was different. So it's just about making sure the person...
What was her goal? I don't remember.
She wanted to be an actor. So she went to dancing school, she went to acting classes.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, okay. But I feel like... So don't you think that... that kind of leads into like a relationship dynamic thing?
What do you mean?
Like, how, say you start dating someone, you're both struggling and, you know, you're both trying to make it, and then one of you's going the right way and the other one's not.
But that's what I'm saying, it's about your mindset.
Yeah, like, although you love them, what do you do? Do you stay? Or do you leave? Or do you help? Do you try to get yourself involved and try to help them? Like, if you stay, like, do you stay, like, that you're okay with it, or do you stay and try to change them, or do you just go?
I mean, in the Great Pretender, she stayed and tried to encourage him that, even though he was doing all these other things, might not to so stray so far aside from his main goal. But
what would you do?
What would I do? If I felt... I think I would be the same as her, as trying to remind a person that not to forget their main goal, just because... We all face setbacks. If you want to change your goal in the end, that's fine, change your goal, but don't change your core principles for that goal.
But do you feel like sometimes you have to do bad things for good reasons? Because that was how I guess that was the intention behind why he did what he did.
I don't think so. I think in the end it was greed.
In the end, it was, but it didn't start off as that. He wanted to get her stuff. Because, you know, a lot of guys, they feel like they need to be the provider. So they step out. They do things that are not quite right. They sell drugs or whatever. Or they because they feel like they need to get the money and get the money and, you know, treat their girl right. If they're in a relationship, they feel like they need to pick up the slack by providing. So I guess it's up to how you...
But the thing is, that comes down to the woman as well, because she was fine with them growing together.
Yeah, but he didn't quite get that.
He didn't quite get that. She was like, yeah. I'm fine eating canned tuna with you every day, if it means you have more time to focus on your craft, if it means I go to my dance classes, if it means we do this together.
Yes.
That's life. Like, if you have to sacrifice one area to gain the other, that's perfectly fine, but necessarily doing bad to get ahead, I wouldn't agree with that.
I got you. I agree with that. I agree.
Because sometimes it might be the pressure from the woman saying, I want this and this and this and this.
It was the pressure from the woman, but it's different.
Yeah, because he wasn't being pressured. He was just like, I'm happy with you. I'm content.
He wanted it as well, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was greed.
It
wasn't he was doing it for her. He was doing it for himself and his personal greed. Because once he started cashing in that money, he was like, I can get more.
I'm not a border. It don't matter. What you want me to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That was in his mind. That is so true.
And then when it came crashing down on him, the reality of what he was doing, because he almost got caught for it.
Yeah.
He had to stop, and he had no other means of living, because that's what he made his life from, because he didn't.
But actually, hold on. He did realise. Well, he realised, didn't he? What the other guy was doing. And then he, and then that was when he stopped, and then he got into a lot of debt, and then his life was shit.
Let me try and remember. No, I think he had paid too many things, but he was in a contract. He had signed a contract with him that he'd have to paint 10 replicas. And he hadn't had enough time to paint his own stuff because he was...
What I'm saying is what he didn't know what the other guy, the guy who had the contract, was doing with what he was painting, and then he realised...
No, but how do you think he was getting his money?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
If you're painting replicas and you're getting that kind of money, where do you think the money's coming from?
So he's greedy and naive, or he's just naive?
Greedy and naive. Because at some point, you can't tell me you're painting replicas and you're getting the same amount as the original would have gotten, and doesn't click in your head.
But here's the thing, he wouldn't have got that money though.
No, but he got cuts of that money.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how much of a cut it was. He doesn't know.
You would have, but you know, replicas don't sell for more than 1,000.
I don't know, but
replicas don't sell for more than 1,000, and he knew. He's an artist. He knew. He went to museums. He knew how they were valued and appreciated.
Right, I'm playing them.
You can't play them because it's this accent.
Let Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, it was his craft.
That's true.
He knew how much replicas were appreciated by in comparison to their originals. So he must have known this replica cannot be, even though I'm getting cut from selling this replica, it cannot be appreciated this much. This amount. Even if it's just a cut.
Maybe he just wasn't ready. Sorry. I'm not trying to make a joke out of it.
It's okay. I'm just saying that greed blinds people. And if you feel like that's hindering your relationship, take a cut. Go away. Move on.
Cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Because in the end, she was miserable because she... You know, she wasn't able to connect to him in that lifestyle because she was so... Because, A, she had her own goals, but she couldn't support him in that...
Don't you think that's hypocritical? Because now she's doing bad things.
She started doing bad things because of him.
Well, But now she's doing
bad influencers. See that? Bad influencers.
Anything.
He was a bad influence on her life.
That's stupid. She needs to take, at this point, she needs to take some kind of, what's the thing?
Accountability.
Accountability for what she is. Which I guess she actually
she
does.
She does take accountability. She does take
accountability.
She tries to help him pay his debt off, though it was through her dealings.
Exactly.
And though she's
trying to swindle people, bad people or not.
But yeah, she makes peace with what she has done, and he makes peace with what he has done once the debt is paid.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I liked that arc though. That arc was decent.
My favourite arc.
Yeah.
Onto your anime.
I like the plane arc in Singapore.
Oh, when she was flying. I can't remember her name.
I like that because I want to know more about her.
What, her family?
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out, and she takes revenge, doesn't she?
She wanted to take revenge.
She wanted revenge.
But she didn't, and she couldn't take it.
I want to know more about how she got to where she is now. I think that would be really interesting. I don't remember her name though.
Her reason for doing a job was it's the risk of death if you get caught by the person who you're trying to swindle.
Yeah, and I wonder if she's going to get over that.
I don't think she ever will because she wants to die. But
she could find a reason to live.
But she doesn't want to kill herself, so she's looking for a reason for someone to kill her instead.
Yeah,
that's why she takes all this risk.
She could find a reason to live, is my point, and not want to.
Well, she almost did. Remember, they almost got caught by the person who runs the flight competition, and they had to jump off the building. And he was like, "If you want to die, don't shoot the parachute. Yeah, yeah. Let's fall to our death together." And well,
she in season two.
Yeah, she's in season two.
Okay.
In the end, she did pull the parachute.
She did.
Because she realised that she did actually want to live. Even though she was living in depression, she was living in anger.
Yeah.
That was better than her dying.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I like that. I like the spin. Because that, yeah, okay. All right. Well, if you guys want to watch
The Great Pretender,
you should.
It's on Netflix.
It's really, really good. I liked it. I need to watch season two. I just haven't gotten the chance to. I haven't been in the mindset to watch it.
Don't worry. I've only watched two episodes of season two.
Two episodes?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear last night you were like, oh, yeah, I've watched it.
Nah, mate. I said I watched two episodes. But I would talk with the confidence I watched the whole episode.
Yeah, you definitely did. So my anime for the week that I picked is... drumroll.
My anime.
No Game, No Life. It reminds me of them. You know that's... did you ever watch K-Project? No Blood, No Bone, No...
Yes!
Yeah. It kind of... like, the name kind of reminds me of that. Anyway, so my pick for this week is No Game, No Life.
One of my favourite animes.
I'm
really passionate about
it. It's about these two siblings who... what, two siblings?
The siblings.
Who game a lot. They're really smart, like genius level, like crazy smart. But they don't know how to cope with life.
They have no social skills because they're being homeschooled all their lives. Because they didn't want to go to school. So their parents like, that's cool with me. We have money. So, stay home.
Yeah, they don't. They have no social skills. They can't deal with the outside world. If they go outside, they can't cope. If they're away from each other for even 2 seconds, they can't cope.
They're
codependent. So I guess my thing for today is codependence. The codependency of codependent. And its advantages and disadvantages when it comes to this film, not like in relationships and stuff. That's not what I mean.
Between siblings?
No, in this specific anime, like how these two characters are so dependent on each other. But then at the same time, I feel like they can think for themselves and they can do things for themselves, but they always have each other's back. Sometimes you need that person who always has your back, who you feel like knows you, like the good part and the bad parts. and like is on the same wavelength as you, because otherwise it's like you're, I don't know, I don't want to say missing out, but it's like no one's on your side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But like these two kind of have each other, and although yeah they're codependent and it's really not healthy, their relationship, but I also think that their relationship is fine because they can let outsiders in to an extent, but never properly in.
Like, their circle is just them two, and no one can penetrate that circle.
Exactly, but the two of them can have friends.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty healthy. That's pretty much all I have to say. It's a really nice anime, and you should watch it.
Okay. But do you not think the codependency is limiting their growth? Because Sora is actually younger than her brother. Her brother is older than her, and I feel like even though they're both mentally, they're very smart individuals, that's portrayed through the show, that they're very smart, but because they're so dependent on each other, they haven't been able to grow as individuals. Their identity is them. Too.
What's their name? Blanks.
Blank.
Yeah,
because, blank. Yeah. Their identity when they're gaming,
yeah,
is blank, regardless of who's in lead on that game.
Yeah, that's true. It's the both of them.
And I feel like, okay, they've grown together, but they have no sense of identity. Like, this is me, and that is you.
That's true. But I feel like they do, because they recognise who's better at something.
And that's fine, but that's still, like, if you go back to competitive, Sora would not do anything without her brother. If she's playing a game, her brother would be next to her, watching her play that game. She won't play a game by herself. Even there was a chess game to play together, and they had to keep switching in between each other because they both wanted to take lead.
Not that they both wanted to take lead, it was just certain things suited the other one more than the other one. Because the game kept changing.
And so they have different tactics and skills, they had to keep switching between it. So
yeah, I think that's the best team.
It's the best team, but I'm thinking about saying, like,
you need some self-identity as well. Identity. I completely understand. Maybe I'm just obsessed with the relationship because I feel like it's kind of what I want, maybe. Like, that partnership that's never ending. Like, there's no betrayal. Like, you got me and you know me so well that, like... Me. No, you don't. I'm sorry. Let me just break that bubble. Let's not lie to each other. Let's not lie to each other.
That's an attack at our friendship, you know. I might have to review it to come tonight.
Look, you know me. You know me pretty well. And to be honest, I tell you pretty much almost everything. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm thinking. Even when I make, like, really outlandish comments like the one I just made earlier on about religion. But, But no, I think that there's certain parts of yourself that you wouldn't show me.
I don't know. I think I told you everything.
Yeah, that's actually true. Are we codependent?
We live separately. Okay,
phew.
We live separately, so we're not codependent.
But we do enable each other.
And we do complain a lot. Like, why am I in Bedford? Why are you not in Sheffield? Let's not...
Oh my god, we are definitely, we enable each other, but we're not codependent. But anyway, I really liked it, mainly because of the dynamic that the two siblings had. Maybe it's something that I wish I had.
What, your siblings? Your sister? Just in general?
Probably with my sister. Like, we're close, but obviously we're not that close, but I guess that's actually a good thing, because these two are actually really fucked up, and they can't relate to outsiders at all. Mm-hmm. I guess they can, because they did make friends.
They made friends together.
That's true.
It wasn't like, you have your friends, and I have my friends.
Okay, but think about it. Sora, he made friends with the angel, Yes, like, both of them are... What are they?
Dedicated and queen of the country.
Yeah.
But even that, they had to... It wasn't like the queen was less than the king. They had they actually implemented a law that they had to be equal.
Yeah.
And then they, even like with the beds, like the queen and queen had separate beds. They were like, nah, put our beds together, we can't see.
And then they were like, oh, the bed is a bit, what was it, unbalanced or something?
Yeah.
And then this bed was
on the floor. This bed was on the floor because like, we can't be, it's like, she's a bit lower than me, I don't like her. She can't,
it's like the lifestyle is so bad. It's like, oh, they'd rather sleep on the floor or on the bed. It's actually like, crazy.
It's not really that. Remember when she goes to Bath? Mm. He has to be. There's like a thin wall. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So they're not. Because so they not separated far, too long, they start having anxiety attacks.
Yeah, that's true.
So they have to have a thin wall between them, so they have to shower at exactly the same time. It's in the same building with a thin wall, so they know they're close.
Yeah, and his back is just turned while the girls are bathing because they can't. Oh my, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
I feel like they even said it at a point. I think the first time they showed her having a bath, they were like, he was like, "Well, this is awkward" or something like.
Because it's not because she was naked. Because the other girls were there too. Yeah. Oh my goodness! There was also from the heart when it was like, "Onisan, is your sexual like drive running through?" It's okay. I'll sit here. You do your thing. I was like, girl. Wow. I admire your dedication to your siblingship, but that's too much dedication.
Oh yeah, at the start when they first met the girl who's the granddaughter of the king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the foolish king, who ended up not being foolish, by the way. So, the story is actually really good. Because
yeah.
When you think about it, it goes, it kind of, you know how the foolish king, he was, they said he was foolish, but he was actually taking steps to help the future.
Right. It's calculated risk.
Yeah, basically. And I think that's amazing. That's the best kind of...
Like, he wrote down everything he could, and that's how Sora and... I couldn't forget the names. Let me just search it real quick, you know?
And it also kind of... it's a big shout to people who kind of want to leave something for the next generation and not leave the world in a bad state or in a worse state than they found it. I think it's a really good lesson that you can learn from there.
Ashiro, the girl's name.
Ashiro?
Yeah, Ashiro is the girl's name.
Ashiro, yes, it is, Ashiro.
And Zoro is a brother.
Because Zoro is sky, isn't it? Of Zoro fly?
Mm. But yeah, Ashiro and Zoro are very...
And there's good parts to it and there's bad parts to it. I think the anime doesn't really focus on the bad parts too much. I think it only did when
I think
they had
it that... It shows it, but not to the extent that we're like... concerned for them.
Yes. Because they seem to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And it seems to work for them. But does that mean that just because it works, is it right?
I mean, as long as they're both growing. I mean, their growth is very slow. I'm not saying slow pace. They're both growing at the same time and they're not growing to their full potential. Because I feel like because Sora is much older than Shiro, he's...
It's just 4 years, isn't it?
4 years is still a long time. Because think about me and my brother, there's 2 years between us, and we're at different points in our lives. So imagine...
What do you mean you're at different points in your life?
He's in his second year, and I'm applying for jobs now. I'm trying to do my like professional exams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's us too, but imagine if it was a 4 years gap. Because it's 4 years older than him, there would have been different stages of their life.
Oh, yes. And I said, and I looked at you questioning me.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure about that?
4 years.
But yeah, I guess you're right.
Because that's like her finishing sixth form and him finishing university. Yeah. That, I mean, though they're both at education, they're at different stages in their education. And even sure. though they're both smart, at the points of their lives where they would be at different points of their life, they weren't as codependent in a normal siblingship.
Okay. Alright.
You get it?
Mm-hmm. I got you. I don't want to say this, but because I haven't really looked at how true it is, I just know that people usually say it, and it's usually an excuse to... they use it as a way to excuse men's behaviour. Them saying that a guy grows intelligently or whatever slower than
woman of the Cure Pasta.
Could that be an argument for these two to kind of say that then technically they're in the same level?
No, I don't think so. Because even regardless of your maturity, you should be progressing.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, true, true. And I feel like he is... I mean, you can tell that he is much more... Not mature, but like...
He's more alert than Sora. I mean, especially than Shiro.
Yeah. And
but that's because he's the older brother.
Yeah.
Like, he has a... responsibility and accountability to Shiro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he has to have that, regardless of the everything that happens around them.
That's true. That's true. Excuse me, I just burped, by the way. Okay.
Yeah, because even when they got together, as they got together, well, when they met because they were adopted.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they were adopted.
Yeah, they were.
According to her, when she was telling the story,
they met. The parents married to become one family as a whole.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they became.
Oh.
Sora and Shiro, aka Blank. Before that, before I met Shiro, my world was just so empty. I had no friends. I didn't go to school, and that's how the parents homeschooled them because they both didn't like being in social interactions. They both got along very well. They both had the same interest.
But I feel like before she came, he was pretty self-sustaining.
Or like,
he was pretending, obviously.
Because his dad worked a lot.
Because he had to adapt. So he is more adaptable to certain situations than she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's only because he's older than her, so he had time.
Or she was brought up in a lab.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not a lab, but like, her life was pretty much competitions and tests and tests and tests and seeing how smart she was.
Maybe.
But maybe he didn't quite have that. We don't actually know.
We don't know how they grew up before they met.
Yeah.
But yeah, the parents married together and that's how they became siblings.
I didn't know that. But I really liked the anime anyway because
I enjoyed it too.
It was really nice. Don't cheat people. Cheating is bad. Because those other guys, the animal people, they cheated when they had that game. The game that they thought it was they were in Tokyo and they literally, they had a bit of a moment. The anxiety
oh my goodness, we're in the outside world. And they were like, no, it's a game, don't worry, it's a simulator. And then they were fine.
They were like, okay, it's not Tokyo. I thought that was funny. I thought that was a nice bit. Mm. But my takeaway from it anyway was, they're smarter than everybody else in the room.
True.
At least, maybe if you're not smarter, but like, be more something than everybody else in the room. It's either you're louder, you're funnier, you're smarter. Just be something-er, and then people will remember you, I find. Or like, you'll always get to where you want to get to.
Okay. But I don't think that's why they did it. They just did it
for fun.
Yeah, they were like, we're gonna beat you because we're good at this game.
And yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
They won
and they spent their whole life on it.
They do.
And also, I guess, have fun with whatever it is that you want to do because that's really important.
And if you're passionate about something, go for it. Regardless
of
other things in life.
Just enjoy life. That's what Tet says.
Just enjoy life. No, Tet's like, life's a game. That's how he won the whole realm.
Yeah. He wanted to have fun. He wanted to play. He was a god of play.
But no one challenged him, and that's how he got Sora and Shiro. He's like, you want to challenge me? Let's go.
Like, they won that chess game, and that was why he couldn't hack it. That's why he decided to bring them into his world.
Yeah.
And now they want to beat him. I should read the...
light novel?
Yeah, the novel. Because I feel like... they probably continued it and finished it.
Mm. So should I too.
So I should definitely do that instead of waiting for season 2. That's probably never going to happen.
I've been waiting for time.
For years. Like, so basically, I watched this this week just gone. And because I'd always seen it on Netflix and I've always been like, I don't know.
You were questioning watching it?
No, not like, you know, it's one of those moments that I've never seen it before. I'd never heard about it. No one raved about it anywhere. So there wasn't much of an interest of me to like watch it. I do watch things that no one's talked about. But like this one was just like, if you saw what it looked like on Netflix, you wouldn't really want to click on it. So anyway, I clicked on it.
It looks engaging. It looks fun.
It really doesn't. So I clicked on it and I saw like, I read the info bit and I was like, oh, okay, this looks decent. I've got time after work. So I watched the whole thing in one night, in one sitting. It was great.
I went on Google
to find out how new it was or how old it was, and it was like 2030. I'm like, what?
I'm pretty sure Netflix tells you the date of like
well release. I'm not that way inclined, am I? Like, I wanted to see, because sometimes Netflix might not have the full thing on there.
Oh, that's true.
They have that for Black Butler as well. They don't have the whole thing. They only have that.
Thank you so much for listening in. We weren't able to do a proper goodbye on this episode, so let us know what you think. And hashtag The CU Show at The CU Show on Instagram and on Twitter. And we'll be able to see your tweets and respond to them. Bye-bye.
Welcome to The CU Show.